Hello everybody, welcome to this free teleclass, Total Body Freedom. This is a free introductory class. And I really just want to welcome everybody who's on the call live and also everybody who's listening to it on the recording. Because I know that a number of you signed up for the class with full intentions to be here live, but have emailed me today and yesterday to let me know that you can't make it live and so you're going to be listening on the recording. And I'm really excited to be able to bring you these classes by telecall because it means that I can introduce people all around the world to this amazing, completely transformed my life. And it also means that you can do this work without having to even leave your house, which I know is a great bonus for many people who find it hard to find local Feldenkrais classes and find it hard to find the time, any kind of class. So this lesson that we're doing today, Total Body Freedom lesson, is based on the Feldenkrais method. Feldenkrais is what has helped me enormously in my life. You know that I used to live with crippling chronic pain. I spent about a decade suffering from pain 24 hours a day. I had periods where I was unable to walk, unable to sit. I had to leave my career, and it was a very long journey back for me from that. I recovered like I am now, and Feldenkrais was the absolute key that turned it around for me, gave me my life back, re-taught me how to move, helped me find ease in my body, helped with pain. So I'm incredibly grateful for that. And it's something that's not very well known yet in the world, particularly not in Australia or the United States. It is much more well known in some parts of Europe, and it's very well Israel because it was founded by Moshe Feldenkrais, who lived in Israel. So I'm really excited that these teleclasses give me the opportunity to get this work out to people who may not have the chance to do it anywhere else. So that's really moving for me. If I hadn't found this, I would still be crippled and unable to move and not out there doing any of the things I'm doing in the world. So it's really powerful for me, the idea of being able to get it out to people everywhere. I actually ran a Feldenkrais teleclass for the first time last year, just as an experiment to see would people be able to do the movements without me there, or you know, different than on a CD, could they do it through their computer? And everyone loved it. I had so many emails from people saying how convenient it was, they could follow my instructions, it was really easy. And I realised this is really doable, very convenient, easy for people. So that's why I wanted to run a free class again this year, to give some new people a chance to try this because we weren't able to do it last time. Because this is a free introductory class, I'm going to take a couple of minutes at the beginning to give you some tips for how to get the most out of the class. Most of you doing this have never done any Feldenkrais before or haven't done any of my Total Body Freedom classes before, even if you've done Feldenkrais. So just sit somewhere comfortably for a minute before we start doing any movements, and I'm just going to give you some tips so you can really get the most out of it. The first thing is we'll be working mainly on the floor, so I'm going to ask you to have a mat or a blanket to lie on, or two yoga mats, one next to the other, so you've got a nice wide space to lie on. It doesn't need to be, it shouldn't be a bed, it needs to be a little bit firm so you can feel the floor, so a mat or a blanket or a big towel or a rug is perfect. You will need a kapal because we will be lying on the side, and it's really good to have a towel to put under your head. It's probably even better to have two towels folded up. So if you don't have any towels, just go and get some. If you're listening on the recording, just press pause and go and get two towels. And if you're listening live, you can still wander off and get two towels while I tell the rest of these tips for people. This work, Feldenkrais, is very different to things that you've done before. Many of you may have done yoga or Pilates or other kinds of body classes. Feldenkrais is not about stretching. We're not going to be doing stretching movements like in yoga. It's also not about strengthening. So we're doing the kind of lower back exercises that your physio would give you or that you do in a Pilates class. Not about stretching. It's not about strengthening. It's also not about burning fat. So we're not going to be running around and puffing. I taught a Feldenkrais class once and someone was sort of disappointed they didn't burn any fat. I'm like, yeah, but now you can move your whole body beautifully so you can go for a run without injuring yourself and then you can burn fat. Once they realized that, they were really excited. What we are going to be doing, though, instead of stretching and strengthening, is we're going to be working with your brain and with your nervous system. We're going to be re-educating the way you move. We're actually going to be rewiring your brain, rewiring the way you organize your movement. It's a fundamental change and underlies everything you do. So when you then go out and exercise or go out and do stretching or go out and do Your body will be better organized. You'll be arranging the movements more effortlessly. They won't be causing you pain. They'll feel easier. It's kind of like the difference between someone who's a natural athlete and someone who's very uncoordinated. The natural athlete's brain knows how to organize movements more efficiently, more easily, less painfully. So the more Feldenkrais you do, the more you start to become a natural athlete, even though obviously it's not natural, it comes through learning. But that's what's exciting about doing this work. You really see yourself change. To get the most of this, though, because we are working with the brain, we're also working with the nervous system, to get the most out of it, I'm going to really encourage you to do the movements once we start moving very slowly, very slowly, as if you are moving in slow motion. This gives your brain time to understand what it is that you're doing in the movements, time to take in the information, to get things out. I'm also going to ask you to do the movements very gently and small, almost like if you were moving a baby, how gently would you move that you wouldn't hurt it? That's how I want you to start to treat your own body in this lesson. Really gently, with lots of love and care. And with really, really small movements. So sometimes I joke to my clients that you can get on an aeroplane and do subtle little Feldenkrais movements for the entire flight. No one will see you doing them, and you'll get off the plane feeling better than when you got on, and everyone else will get on the plane, and by when they get off, they feel terrible and stiff and sore. And that's because we can do it very small and subtly so that you won't even see the person doing the movements. Some of the movements we'll be doing today will be bigger ones, but I'll still be asking you to do them very gently, very slowly. The final thing is to take lots of rests. As I said, we're going to be working with rewiring your brain, and it's going to be during the rests that your brain integrates everything you've just learned and figures out what it needs to do next to get easier for you. So it's really important to take lots of rests. It's a great chance to start to practice what for many people habit, which is to start to listen to your body and rest when you need to. Instead of pushing on, ignoring the signs and ending up sore and stiff like we usually do when we don't listen to our bodies and we just. If you do feel any pain though when you're doing any of these movements, because I know some of you have a lot of pain who are listening to this, do the movements even smaller. Do them even, you might think you're doing them small, but you could probably do them even more gently. The other thing to do, if it really is just a movement that you'll not do at this stage because you have an injury or it's just too painful, which may be the case for one or two people here suffering with severe issues, I'll ask you to just do those movements in your imagination. The great thing about this work is because we're working with your brain and your nervous system, we can affect huge changes in your movements by you simply doing the movements in your imagination. When I first started Feldenkrais, I was in terrible pain, and I used to do a lot of the lessons in my imagination, and I would stand up at the end and feel completely different because my brain had been doing all the movements. So that's the next thing to do if you're in a lot of pain. And also, you could always press 5 on your phone if you're on the call live. If something feels impossible to you or you have a question about it, just press 5 and I'll be able to see your little hand go up on the screen and I'll be able to answer your question. And also, the last thing is, if you feel comfortable to close your eyes when on the floor, it's really helpful to do these movements with your eyes closed because it just means you can bring your awareness more to your body and how it's moving and to your internal experience. So let's get started now that I've given you a few tips about how to make the most of this lesson. I ask you to start by standing up. Start by just sensing, how is your body feeling while you're standing? You might even want to close your eyes. Notice the weight on your 2 feet. Do you feel like you're standing more heavily on your left or your right foot? Do you feel like your weight's more on the balls of your feet or more on the heels? These are very subtle questions and there's no right or wrong answers. Just whatever you notice is fine. How tall do you feel? How small do you feel? And now what I'd like you to do is very gently and slowly turn to look behind you to the left. Just see how does it feel to gently twist yourself round to the left. Very small and it's not a stretch. So just go an easy range of movement. Don't go into a stretch. And then come back slowly and compare that to turning yourself gently to the right. And just notice, does one direction feel a little bit easier for you? And where does it feel easier? Maybe you want to do that again, very slowly, turning yourself a little bit to the left, turning your head. Notice if any of your body turns, maybe your shoulders turn. And then slowly come back to the middle and go around to the right really slowly. Just notice, what's the difference? Is one direction easier, actually less easy? And then leave that, go for a little walk around your room or your space that you're in. It might only be a small space, that's okay. And just notice, how are your two arms swinging? Does one arm swing more than the other? How do your two shoulders feel? Does one feel freer or stiffer than the other? Notice as you're walking if you sense any movement in your chest or your back. And then leave that and go and find your way down to the floor and lie on the floor with your eyes closed. If you need to, you could put a towel behind your head. Just lying comfortably. You can have your knees bent, that's fine. That's more comfortable for you. Just slowly coming down onto the floor, onto your mat. And let's do a little bit of a scan here to see what it feels like to lie on the floor. The floor in Feldenkrais is our friend. It gives us lots of information that we can't otherwise tell about our posture and how our body's organized. So start by sensing the back of your two shoulders. Does one shoulder feel wider or flatter or heavier on the floor? One shoulder blade feel bigger or clearer to you? Digging into them differently than the other one. You may be thinking, I don't even know where my shoulder blades are, and that's totally fine. I'm not expecting you to have very developed body awareness, because this is probably the first class you've done for most of you, but just see what information you do, what can you sense about your shoulder blade. And then notice your two arms lying on the floor. Are they straight or are they bent? How far away are they from you? Notice the position of your two hands. Notice your elbows on the floor, and then above your elbows, notice your upper arms. How much of your two upper arms is on the floor? How much of your upper arms is lifted away from the floor? This gives you another way to sense the way your shoulders are lying on the floor. And now sense your upper back on the floor. Notice the right side of your upper back and the left side of your upper back. Does one side feel heavier, sinking into the floor, than the other? And now, without doing any movement, I just want you to think, which way would you feel more comfortable to roll to? Don't actually move, but just think, comfortable if I was to roll to the left or to the right. Which direction feels more available to you right now? Let's say someone was about to fall from the ceiling on top of you and you had to roll out of the way. Do you think you would roll to the left or would you roll to the right? Just a sort of subtle, interesting question to just contemplate. And then leave that question. Oh, this is so funny. My cat's come up to me. He wants to jump around on the floor. That's very funny. So just noticing now the back of your head on the floor. And just very gently roll your head to one side, really slowly, remembering to move in slow motion. Very gently, it's not a stretch, so you're still doing that first movement, rolling your head a little bit to one side. And slowly back through the middle. And then slowly explore rolling your head to the other side and just start to notice, what's the difference in the two directions? So obviously some of you will straight away notice one is easier or one rolls further. But start to listen for the subtler differences. Does one feel a bit more jumpy or bumpy? A bit stiffer, a bit easier? Do they roll in slightly different trajectories or pathways? Just whatever you can sense in the differences between the two directions. Fantastic. And then leave that. And now I want you to roll over and lie on your right-hand side. At this point, I want you to put your two towels and fold them so that the towel is its full normal width. So don't double it. We want the tower to be quite wide so that if we were to roll back, you're not going to roll off the edge of the tower. So your tower is at full width, but you folded it up, and maybe you need two towels so that your head can really look on the towel. And have your knees bent up in front of you at 90 degrees, as if you were sitting on a chair. So your knees are in front of you, your legs are bent. And have your arms out straight in front of you. And have your palms together. So your hands are above the other. And now we're going to do a little gentle test movement. I'd like you to let your left arm drift up towards the ceiling. You can let the fingers just dangle down, but your wrist will just lift up towards the ceiling and a little bit behind. And just start to see what's possible in this movement of taking your arm behind you. And don't go into a stretch. Just go as far as feels really easy for you without stretching. So for some people, you'll be pretty much have your arm vertical. Some people, you might take your arm a little bit past vertical so it goes a bit behind. So it's not a stretch, just an easy movement. And slowly come back to the middle. And we're going to do that a second time. Letting your arm drift up towards the ceiling and whatever's possible, taking your arm behind you, straight arm, as far as feels easy, and then just pause at that point where you've gone as far as you can go before you're stretching. And just look and see where is your hand right now, just so you can get a snapshot of this because we're going to compare it later on. And then come back to the middle and have a rest. So we're comparing the easy range of movement. We're not comparing your willpower range of movement. So you could easily push past that and go into a big stretch and take your arm further. But we're not testing your willpower here. We're testing what is comfortable and easy for you. And then at the end, we'll look at your comfortable, easy range and see if that's improved. So you won't even need to use willpower or stretch. So now this time, we're going to do the same movement. So have your two hands, one on top of the other, with your arms, elbows straight. And this time, let your hand follow your palm. So as your left hand, let your eyes follow your palm. As your left hand drifts up to the ceiling and behind you, your eyes follow the hand, so your head starts to roll back a little bit. So as your arm goes up and behind you a little bit, your eyes follow, your head rolls a bit to the left, and notice if that allows your easy range of movement to increase a little bit. And then slowly come back as your hand comes all the way back and over to rest on top of the other one. And let's do that a second time. As your arm drifts up towards the ceiling and behind you, follow your hand eyes so your head rolls. And start to notice what else is moving, what else in your body is participating in this movement. Your shoulders, your chest, your pelvis, your legs. Just notice whatever you feel is helping you or not helping you. And then let your hand come all the way back and rest on top of the other hand and just take a rest. So because we're going to be taking lots of rest in this lesson, I'm going to use the time of the rest to tell you a little bit about Feldenkrais so that you can learn a bit about it while you're doing it. Moshe Feldenkrais was a bit of a genius. He passed away, unfortunately, in the early 80s. But in all the years leading up to that, he worked with people all around the world and helping them heal their bodies. And his background was extraordinary because he was a physicist and an engineer. He was also a martial arts master, the one who brought judo to the Western world. So he had this incredible scientific background combined with a profound understanding of body movement. And he was injured in a soccer accident and told he wouldn't be able to win. And he thought, oh, I don't believe that, because he was such a genius. He thought he'd figure out another way to walk that would let him walk even though his knees had been ruined. And he started investigating how to move, and he came up with all this incredible learning about how to change your habits of moving, and eventually he was able to walk fine. And he started helping people all around the world. And he developed two different ways of working. One is one-on-one with people, where someone comes to you as a practitioner and they lie on your Feldenkrais table, and you work with them with your hands to help them relearn ways to move. It's incredibly powerful work for people with really serious issues, body pain, injuries. I work with clients here in my practice, and I see dramatic changes in them. the heels. What we're doing now, which is called awareness through movement classes, which are done lying on the floor with instructions that you're listening to and you're following. And he invented over 1,000 different lessons. So we're just doing one of them today. I've just picked one I happen to like. There's many, many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lessons, and they all explore different patterns of movement, different body issues, different habits, and at the end of every single one you'll have learned something completely different. So that's why you never get bored of this work and you just keep improving the more lessons that you do. So once again, we're going to come back to the same movement, but this time you're right in front of you, you're lying on your right side, your knees are bent at 90 degrees. This time I want you to imagine that someone has taken a piece of chewing gum and they stuck it on your left back shoulder, on your left shoulder blade. So this time, as you let your arm drift up towards the ceiling and behind you, I want you to imagine that that gum on the back of your left shoulder moves backwards towards the floor, as if it wants to kiss the floor. And notice if allowing your shoulder to move back a little bit helps you to take your arm a little bit without stretching, staying in an easy range. And then come all the way back, bring your arm all the way down in front of you again, and then pause. And now take that piece of sticky chewing gum and move on a little bit so it's on the left side of your waist, on the back of the left side of your waist. And once again, let your arm do the same movement, your straight arm drifts up towards the ceiling and behind you. And again, imagine that piece of chewing is moving back towards the floor so that you're chest and torso rolls a little bit to the left, and notice if that allows your arm to go a tiny bit further. And then once again, come all the way back until you have your two arms, one on top of the other. And now take that piece of imaginary chewing gum and this time put it on your left buttock. Imagine if you had a pair of jeans on, where the pocket of your jeans would be. Stick that piece of imaginary gum there. And now, once again, let your left arm drift up towards the ceiling as it is dangling down. You take the arm behind you a little bit and feel that your buttock rolls back, your pelvis rolls a bit to the left. And notice if that helps you to take your arm even more easily, maybe an extra millimeter or so, letting your eyes follow your hand again. And then slowly come all back, let your hand rest on the other hand, and once again rest on your side. If you need to rest on your back, that's okay, so it's more comfortable, but if you can stay on your side, then do. This is a pretty amazing modality. It's used for lots of things. Obviously, the reason most of you are on this call is because many of you suffer from pain or injury, so that's one of the main reasons that people do Feldenkrais. But it's also done by other people. Elite athletes do it to learn to change their habits of movement so they can move even more beautifully, so they can run faster. I work with a lot of people who play golf or tennis, cricket, and I help them, even just amateurs, and I help them to change the way they're moving so they can hit the ball faster, harder, more easily. A lot of dancers and actors and performers study Feldenkrais. It's compulsory as part of their training in most acting in dancing schools in Australia, because they need to learn how to use their body as their instrument. The more mastery they have of their body, the more beautifully they can dance, the more characters they can play when they act, the more beautifully they can sing, because for most musicians and performers, their body is their instrument, so they need to be able to move beautifully. It's also used by people who aren't athletes or performers and don't have pain or injury, but they just want to move more gracefully and to feel younger, to move like they did when they were a child. And one of the biggest things that has changed in my life since doing this is obviously I'm out of pain and I'm not crippled anymore. But I actually move with more freedom and grace than I did when I was a teenager, and I think even than I did when I was a child. And it's just such a lovely feeling to move through the world feeling free and graceful and at ease with yourself, compared to how I used to feel when I felt so stiff and sore, feel like an old woman trapped in a younger woman's body. And now I feel like a young kid inside an older woman's body, so it's quite interesting. So Feldenkrais obviously is also used by people with neurological issues, stroke, cerebral palsy, any kind of neurological issues. I've worked with a lot of clients like that, and it makes a huge difference in them learning how to get better control over their movements. It's quite amazing. So let's see how it's going to help you guys today, what we're doing. So once again, come to lying on your side if you're not already there. Have your knees bent up in front of you, with your arms long, your palms together, your elbows straight. And now this, bring your left arm up towards the ceiling and leave it there. So don't take it behind you, it's just pointing straight up. And I want you to keep your elbows straight. You can let your fingers just dangle if you like. And just imagine that your arm is like a pogo stick. So it doesn't bend, it just reaches up a little bit into the air towards the ceiling and then comes back to where it started. It stays pointing up to the ceiling, it stays with the arm straight. You just lengthen it a bit, upling, and bring it back down. And you'll feel that your shoulder blade slides up, away from the floor, away from your spine, and then your shoulder blade slides back over your ribs, back down towards the floor, towards your spine. And then as you slowly lift the pogo stick, your shoulder blade slides up, away from the floor, and as you lower the pogo stick, your shoulder blade slides down towards the floor. And to make this easier, you might want to allow your body to roll a little bit. So as you lift your arm, you could roll forwards a little bit. As you lower your arm, you could roll backwards a little bit. So as your shoulder blade comes down towards the floor, you're actually rolling back a little bit. And if you look at your hand, you might find it's a bit easier instead of looking straight ahead. And just see if you can get any sense at all of what your shoulder blade is doing in this movement. Many people probably won't have much sense of where the shoulder blade is or what it's doing, and that's okay. Just notice what you can sense. And then leave it, let your arm rest. Just a brief rest, and then we'll come back to that movement. Once again, bring your arm back up into the air, the same position, straight vertical up towards the ceiling. And this time, as you reach up, I want you to actually turn your hand a bit as if you were turning a doorknob. So your whole turns almost like a rolling pin. And then as you shorten the arm, your shoulder blade comes towards the floor, you roll your arm the other way, turn your hand the other way as if you were turning a doorknob the other way. And just slowly go back and forth and notice which way do you naturally turn your arm. And it would be interesting if I could see you all if you were in a live class, because I suspect you might all be doing it in different directions. Notice which way you're doing it and then try going the other way. As you lengthen your arm, turn your hand the other way. And as you shorten your arm, turn it the other way. And just see, does this feel weird? Because there may be a reason why you did it the first way. Maybe it makes more sense to your brain. Go back to doing it the original way once or twice. And then let it go. Have a rest. Obviously, if any of these movements go on too long for you and you need to take a rest earlier, please do. Don't wait for me to say rest. And if you need to rest lying on your back, that's okay. But if you can stay on your side, stay there. Just let your arm bend so that your arm can really rest. So some of you know that I have struggled with serious chronic pain for a very long time. Well, I did used to struggle with it. I don't anymore. And it was a long journey back for me. I did not find a fix. I looked for quick fixes for over a decade, including every possible modality you've ever heard of, probably. I tried everything. I even spent 6 months spending 4 hours a day in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, which didn't help. I did physio, Pilates, osteo, massage, every kind of therapy you can imagine. Psychological stuff, spiritual stuff, everything, nothing. Until I finally realized I had to get to the bottom of how I was using my body. I figured out it was something about how I was using my body that was creating the pain in my body. Seems obvious, it took me a decade to figure that out after having tried everything else. So I was incredibly fortunate to find Feldenkrais after a very long journey of trying everything else. And I felt relief from the very first session. And it was a long journey back because Feldenkrais is not a quick fix, but it's a real fix. It's a permanent fix because you are slowly unlearning all of the patterns and habits that caused you to have the pain or the injury or the recurring issues. Now, obviously, if you were born with some sort of neurological condition, that's different. But most people develop pain through how they've used their bodies. And even people who were born with a physical condition can learn new ways to learn their body that are easier, to move their body that are easier. So for me, it was not a quick fix. It took me a few years, and I was in a terrible state at the beginning. I couldn't even sit. I couldn't walk. I couldn't turn my head. And so I used to do Feldenkrais every single morning when I woke up. And the reason why I kept every single time, I felt better. And week to week to week, I could see I was improving. My friends could see I was improving. After the first 6 weeks of my Feldenkrais training, I was unrecognizable. And so I just kept doing it every day because it was so obvious how much it was helping. It was so clear to everyone around me that my movements were improving. I could feel my pain level slowly improving. So it was very easy to stay motivated, kept doing it because I kept feeling better. And even now that I'm running and jumping and playing tennis and I don't have pain, I still go to a Feldenkrais practitioner every week because I want to feel even better. I'm addicted to feeling even better, and I'm addicted to constantly improving. Now, I'm not suggesting that everyone out there should do years of Feldenkrais, but I would suggest to do it long enough until you get out of what you're in, until you're out of pain, until you're moving freely, and to give up wasting years looking for a quick fix, because if you use those few months or a year to actually get to the bottom of the problem, you'd be well. It's such an interesting short-term mentality we have in our society of looking for a quick fix. It usually means we stay in pain more years than we have to, rather than just committing to a process of getting better, which might take a few months of actual commitment every day or once a week or once a month or something. I always find that fascinating. So anyway, that's my little passionate rant for the day. I'm quite passionate about encouraging people to be committed to their process of wellness, because then they see huge transformation. Whereas if they put it off and keep looking for quick fixes, they tend to have the problem forever. And I really feel sad for all those people out there with pain, like I used to have. So let's come back to the original position we were in on the side. If you come back onto your side, have your arms out in front of you with the palms together, your knees bent at 90 degrees, and let's just do our original movement and retest that movement. Left arm drift up towards the ceiling and back behind you. Let your eyes follow your hand and notice what's happening in your shoulder blade now. Do you have a sense that your shoulder blade is helping you? You might even think that your arm goes a lot further behind you than you think it will. And then slowly come back up. Bring your arm all the way back up in front of you again to take a rest. And let's do that again. Take your arm up toward the ceiling and back behind you. And now this time, let your arm go all the way to the floor behind you. If you need to, you can let your left knee lift a little bit into the air to allow your pelvis to roll, which will make it easier to bring your left arm to the floor. And just pause in this position with your arm resting on the floor behind you, your head turned to the left. Your knee can be up towards the ceiling, that's fine. Keep your foot on the floor, your left foot on the floor. And now I want you to roll it really gently like a baby's head. Roll your head slowly to the right, slow motion over to the right. Slowly look over at your right hand, but really gently. How gently would you roll a baby's head? That's how gently I want you to roll your own head. And then slowly roll back to the not stretching your neck. It's very gentle. We're just starting to re-educate your brain about how to organize the neck, the shoulder, the collarbones, the ribs, the chest, the spine, breaking it out of some of its habits that have limited you. So just continue to slowly roll your head forth, really being gentle with yourself. And the next time your head is over to the left, pause there. And now bring everything back up and over to the beginning. Bring your left hand all the way back over to lie on top of your right one. And have a rest. Now, I know that many of you filled in the question when you joined this class about why you wanted to do this lesson today, this free lesson, and I was reading through them before and seeing how so many people during the call were suffering from different kinds of pain, stiffness, movement challenges, and I really want to encourage that it is possible to recover from whatever it is that you're suffering. Even if you've had a stroke or you have neurological issues, you can dramatically improve. I have clients who haven't used their arm for years and now they're driving with that arm because they had a stroke many years ago and now they've recovered from doing Feldenkrais. Now, you're not going to recover from that in 1 hour, in one class, but if you persevere with this, if you find a Feldenkrais practitioner in your city or you find some local classes to go to in your city or you sign up for my online classes if you can't find a local practitioner, just keep doing it and you will keep improving. You probably saw then that when you took your arm back, you could already go a lot further just after 5 or 10 minutes of doing these funny little movements. That's how quick this stuff works. That's how profound it is. The more you do it, the better you get. So let's just find out how much we've improved. So come back into that position if you're not in it already. You have your arms long in front of you, palm on top of the other, and your knees bent. And just see what it's like now to take your left arm up towards the ceiling and behind you, and you might find it goes a lot further than you think. And how is that possible? How is that possible? Bring your arm all the way back to the beginning. And now this time, don't let your head follow your hand. Keep your head looking forward. And just see what happens when you take your arm back behind you, even without your head. You probably find your arm goes a lot further than you think it will, and now you don't even need your head because your brain has learned how to let your chest, your spine, your ribs, your collarbone, your shoulders, your pelvis, your legs help you to organize this movement more intelligently. So you haven't done any stretching, but the comfortable range of movement has improved, and that's exciting. So leave that and roll over onto your back and take a rest. You can take the towel away. Just lie there comfortably. What's amazing about this work is you don't need to stretch. You don't need to push yourself. You just do these clever, sneaky movements that Moshe Feldenkrais, who was a genius, invented, and it tricks your brain out of all of its habits, and you start to learn new ways of moving. And I'm sure many of you could feel then how much further your arm went without you even using stretching or willpower, just because your body was organizing the movement more intelligently. And so notice now that you're lying on your back after spending about 15 minutes on your side, what feels different in how you're contacting the floor? What feels different about the way the back of your left shoulder lies on the floor, back of your right shoulder, two sides of your chest? Does anything feel different? Slowly roll your head to one side and then the other. And just notice, if you had to roll to get out of the way at the moment, if something was falling from the ceiling on top of you and you had to roll out of the way, which way would you roll now? Would you roll to the left or to the right? And now come over and lie on your left side. You probably need to bring your tack under your head. That's why we had the towel nice and wide so that you could roll a little bit when you needed to. And now start to have your arms out in front of you with the palms, your knees bent up at 90 degrees. And now start to take your right arm gently up towards the ceiling and behind you and let your eyes follow your arm. And just start by noticing from the very first movement, could you pick up a bit more information about what your shoulder blade is doing, what your pelvis is doing. From this very first movement, see if you can allow your pelvis to roll a bit backwards, your shoulder roll a bit backwards, your eyes to follow your hand. And then slowly bring your arm all the way back. And you might notice that it's different than the first movement was on the first side because your brain has already learned something about how to organize this movement efficiently. So let's do that a second time. Letting your eyes follow you, letting your pelvis roll back a little bit as if that piece of chewing gum was on your right buttock, letting your shoulder roll back a bit, noticing what happens in your shoulder blade, But it's even if the second time, if the arm starts to go a little bit further without stretching, just because you're including more of yourself. And then pause, let your arm rest, stay lying on your side. One of the things that's amazing about Feldenkrais is it really is all about developing awareness, about starting to notice what you're doing when you move. Are you doing what you think you're doing? Or are you actually interfering with yourself? So most people, when they first do this movement, myself included when I first did it, we don't move anything. We keep our pelvis locked, we keep our ribs rigid, we hold our breath, we keep our spine rigid, we keep our neck rigid, and we just move the arm. And so it doesn't go unless we stretch and pull the tendons and use willpower. But once we start to pay attention, we can start to notice, oh, I was actually interfering with this. What if I let my pelvis move? What if I let my... And suddenly the movement's much easier, and all we've done is change the way we're paying attention to ourselves. We're so used to ignoring our bodies and pushing past pain. One of the great benefits of doing regular Feldenkrais is you start to learn how to pay attention to yourself. You start to learn to listen to your body. You start to notice when you need a rest, when you're not. And it starts to spill out into other areas of your life. You start to learn to listen to when you need rest in your life, when you need to pause, when you need to take time out. You start to develop more awareness of your behaviors, of your emotional responses. So it's really profound training in awareness. And many of my students don't even have pain. They're just interested in developing profound awareness, and that's why they do my classes. So I just want to share that with you because it's quite interesting. So now bring your right arm up towards the ceiling. We're going to do that pogo stick movement. So you have your hand and your arm up towards the ceiling with the elbow nice and straight. The fingers can be floppy. And just start to take your arm a little bit up towards the ceiling and then slowly shorten your arm so your shoulder blade comes back behind you towards the floor a little bit. You can allow your body to roll back, your head can roll back a bit. And then as you reach up, you can let yourself roll forwards a little bit. And start to add in that idea of turning the doorknob with the hand. As your arm gets longer, you turn your hand and arm one way. As your arm gets shorter, you turn it the other way. And imagine someone had their hand on your shoulder blade behind. And they were just moving your shoulder blade up away from the floor and then moving your shoulder blade down towards the floor. And see if you can get a sense of that movement of your shoulder. And then leave it. Just rest on your side. Let your right arm rest. One of the things I love about Feldenkrais is it's very empowering because right now nobody is doing anything to you. No one is touching you, no one is manipulating you, no one is you. You are doing this to yourself and you are improving your own movements. You are getting yourself out of pain and it's very, very empowering. When I was first Feldenkrais, I used to get hold of CDs from all over the world, Feldenkrais CDs, because there was no one offering teleclasses like this, and I couldn't find classes to go to every day in Melbourne, my city. So I bought all these CDs and downloaded stuff, and I used to do one every day. And I felt so empowered because I was taking control of learning and my own body. Every single day I would learn something new, my body would improve. I felt so empowered after so many years disempowered because I had so much pain and I was going to so many different practitioners and asking them to fix me, whereas now I was fixing myself. It's incredibly empowering. That's one of the reasons I'm so excited to be offering teleclasses, because I mean, people can have access to this work to play all around and practice the movements by themselves at home and start to improve their own bodies without having to go to someone else to fix them. And those people who do Feldenkrais classes regularly see huge changes. I'm actually going to be starting up another series of these teleclasses regularly soon. It's going to be starting in April. I'm going to be doing a 5-week term. It's going to be very cheap. I'll make it very affordable because I want people from around the world to have access to this work because it's life-changing and not many people have access to it. So I'm excited about that, and I will tell you some details about that at the end, but I want to keep going with the movements, but I just want to let you know. I'm not going to leave you in the lurch at the end of this class. If you have enjoyed it, and you really want to do more, I will tell you how you can do that, so don't worry. And if you don't want to do my classes, I encourage you to find someone else's because this work is amazing. So now let's see what happens when we bring ourselves back into that position if we're not in that position on our side. And start to take your right arm up and behind you, and notice what awareness do you have now of your shoulder blade after having doing that pogo stick maneuver. You might find your arm goes a lot further than you think it will, which is quite interesting. And take your arm back as far as it goes, and then take it all the way to the floor and leave it there. If you need to bring your right knee towards the ceiling, that's fine. You can even stand your right foot on the floor, that's fine. Have your eyes looking over at your right hand. And now very slowly, again with that idea of rolling a baby, start to roll your head a little bit to the left to look at your left hand, which is all the way over on the left, and slow rolling your head to the right, really gently, really easily. You know, getting out of chronic pain, recovering from chronic injuries requires commitment. It's people doing things every day or every week or at least once a week. So I really encourage you when I send you this recording to do this lesson again, or if you remember the movements, do them again. Because the single greatest difference I see between the people who come see me to my clinic there and the people who don't, the people who come once a month or once every 6 months just when they're sore, they come to me, I get them out of pain, they feel better, they don't come back for another 6 months till they're in pain again. Those people don't tend to improve much in their movement. They tend to have the same problems forever. But come see me once a week, or who do my classes regularly, or find another practitioner and go every week. Within a few months or 6 months, they're completely better because they've gotten all the way to the bottom of the problem. So if you get nothing else, call. I want you to get the idea that this work is amazing and transformational, but it's not a quick fix. The more you do of it, the better you'll get. So leave that. Bring your arm all the way back over on top of the other hand. And have a just brief rest lying on your side. And we're going to see in a moment how all this paying attention gently, moving slowly, listening to yourself and working with your brain, what sort of effect it's had. So let's just let that right arm drift up towards the ceiling and behind you, and notice now what's possible with the arm. Ooh, you might find it goes all the way to the floor or much closer to the floor than you think it will. And if it's not going that far, don't worry. It's not about how far it goes, it's about how easy it feels. So come back to the beginning. What I want you to do is, this time, take your right arm just as far as it went the very first time you did the movement. Stop at that point and see how that feels. And you might find just the first point now is much easier. And then let it go a little bit further back. You might find there's a much bigger range of movement now than you think. And then leave it, let it go, and come to lying on your back and take a well-deserved rest. Well-deserved rest. Just while you're lying there resting, just notice now, how do your two shoulders lie on the floor? You might sense some of you feel a lot wider or heavier or lighter. Notice how your two arms are lying, the hands, the elbows, the distance your arms are from your body. Notice how much of your upper arms are on the floor now. You may sense that your body's organized quite differently. Sense the back of your chest. And just rest and really give yourself credit for how you've managed to change yourself in only really about 30 minutes of movement, because I was talking in the beginning for about 10 minutes with tips. So all you've done is really 30 minutes of very clever, sophisticated movements, and a lot of you are feeling a very big difference. I know I certainly am, and every time I've ever done this lesson I have, and every time I've done any Feldenkrais lesson I have, because it's clever. I'm not sure if Feldenkrais was the man. So, you know, I do wish that I could wave a magic wand and everyone in the world could be out of pain, because I'm telling you, life is so much easier when you're not limited by your body, whether it's pain or movement restrictions. And many of us spend a lot of money, many, many years trying to find answers and trying to try every quick fix out there. And there is no magic wand. There is only learning about how you're using your body and getting to the bottom of the problem. And once you get to the bottom, it's gone. Feldenkrais works. I know it works because I used to be crippled and now I'm not. And I hope that you've had a bit of a sense in just what we've done already so far in the lesson of how much your body has changed in only a few minutes. And that shows you what's possible if you were to do this for a number of months, how much better you would be moving and how much better you would feel. But of course, it's always up to you to decide if you're ready to go down that path of learning and changing. All I can do is offer you the path and show you the path and trust that when you're ready, you'll find a Feldenkrais practitioner and do some regular classes or go for some one-on-one sessions or sign up for some teleclasses. So I just want you to now see what it's like to roll your head very gently, like rolling a baby's head in slow motion. And you might be surprised to find that the movement's a bit smoother now. Maybe it even rolls a little bit further, a little bit more easily. Those of you who have neck pain or limbs might be finding as a little bit of relief now. So we've only done a very short lesson. This is just a taster, just an introduction. Normal classes we would do an hour of moving. Today we've really only done about 30 minutes of moving because there's been a lot of introductory talking. But you can probably tell even from that that your head and neck and spine are organized very differently already. And just pause that. And now imagine something was falling from the ceiling and you had to roll out of the way. Which way do you think you would roll now? And has that changed? So we're going to conclude the class in a minute and do some final test movements and some final movements. But I just want to let you know before we get up, while you're still resting comfortably on the floor, that I promised I'd tell you a bit of details about the classes that I'm starting, the teleclasses in April. So I'll just let you know it's going to be a 5-term. I'm going to keep the terms nice and short so it's an easy commitment for people. I think it's doable to commit to something for 5 weeks and know that at the end of that 5 weeks you'll feel better. And then if you want to do more, I'll do another 5-week term later in the year and you can do that again. We may find that the first 5 weeks was enough to help you. It'll be different for each person. It's going to be starting the week of April that starts the 4th of April. I'll be sending you an email out with this information so you don't have to write it down. I'm going to be doing 2 different times for the classes, just like with these free calls, so the same 2 time slots that I have these free calls. And I'm actually going to offer you guys a prize, those of you who have signed up to this free call, because I want to reward you for your commitment and for your self-love, the fact that you've taken an hour out of your week to do this for yourself, particularly those of you who managed to come onto the call live. So I'm going to be giving you a special price. The normal price for the 5-week term is only $5, which is already extremely cheap for 5 weeks of stuff that's completely life-changing. You know, kind of the price you'd pay to go to a chiropractor once. So you'll answer that and you won't need your chiropractor anymore. But I'm also offering people to upgrade for a slightly higher price, which is $165, to actually get recordings of all 5 lessons. And it won't be like I'm talking a lot. It'll be moving for the whole hour. And you'll get the recording each week, so you can do the lesson many times. The more times you do the recording, the more times you do the lesson, the easier it will get and the better your body will feel. Because as I said, we're working with the brain. For you guys who've been on this call today, I'm actually going to give you a special price. Instead of $165, it's only $115, $50 savings, so I think that's a pretty good deal, and you'll get all the recordings for free. So it's a super cheap, it's a no-brainer, it's like, I don't know how much that is per class, it's less than $20 a class. It's extremely cheap, it's probably less than $16 a class. Extremely cheap, and that's why I'm doing it, because I want people around the world to be able to get it. I don't want them to be limited by money, financial, time, making it easy as possible. Do it from your own house, it doesn't cost anything, and the more you do it, the better you feel. I'm only going to keep this special offer open till the end of the week, just long enough for those doing these 2 classes, and then I'm going to go back to the standard price, so make sure you sign up for it. You can just go to the website, which is totalbodyfreedomclasses.com. That will take you to the page on my normal website, which has all the details. And you'll have a discount code to enter, which is TASTER, T-A-S-T-E-R, because you guys have just done the TASTER class. And I will email this information to you, so don't worry about getting up and writing it all down. I'll just stay enjoying this. And I will be sending you the recording as well of today's lesson, so you can do it again, in case you can't remember the movements we did. So what I want you to do now is take a last moment, appreciate how nice your body's feeling on the floor, and then slowly roll to the side and come up to standing. And just see what it feels like to stand now. Standing, have your eyes closed if you can, but if you need to open your eyes for balance, that's fine. And just start by sensing the weight in your 2 feet. You might sense you're standing a bit differently on your feet, maybe more leg or more on the other. Maybe more on the ball of your feet, maybe more on the heels. Notice, do you feel taller than you did, or do you feel shorter? Do you feel wider? Do you feel narrower? Your chest might feel a different shape. Your arms might be hanging differently. It will be very different for you, because it would depend on how you were at the start of the lesson. But what I can probably guarantee is that everyone is feeling different in some way or another. And now see what it's like to turn yourself very slowly and gently to look around to one side. And just notice, does that feel a bit smoother or easier? I'm not interested in how big the movement is. It may be a bit bigger. I'm more interested in how does it feel? Does it feel easier? Come back to the middle and go a little bit in the other direction. Just notice if it's a tiny improvement. Only 30 minutes of movements, and yet you might feel that there's already a change. Some people can go to a chiropractor for years and not feel that their spine moves more freely. You've already done it for yourself in half an hour. So give yourself a pat on the back and now start to go for a walk around your room and just notice how your 2 arms are swinging. Now you might find there's a bit more swing in your arms. Arms might feel like they're longer or hanging differently. You might find your body's moving differently. Just bring your awareness to your chest, your upper back as you walk. And so I really want to thank those of you who came onto the call, particularly if you came on live. It's been lovely looking at your faces, at your names up on the screen as I've been teaching. No one's had any questions, which means I've obviously hopefully explained it clearly. But if anyone has any questions, please feel free to email me, tinywolf@gmail.com. And I really hope that many of you will choose to pursue Feldenkrais and do it with me on my teleclasses, which are starting in April, or whether you find a local class to go to in your own, or whether you take the extra step and actually go to a practitioner for one-on-one classes. I see clients in Melbourne, but I don't take them on. I only see 10 people at any one time. So I tend to be usually booked out, but you can always try your luck. But if you live somewhere else, I really encourage you to do a search in Feldenkrais practitioners in your city and find someone, because I'm telling you, this work will change your life. I used to be crippled and now I'm playing tennis and dancing, and I feel incredibly grateful that I discovered this and very, very privileged to have the opportunity to share this work with you through the incredible medium of the internet with people all around the world so that others can improve and find comfort and freedom in their body the way that I was lucky enough to be able to do. So I thank you very much for coming to this class today. I really hope it's giving you just a glimpse of what is possible in your body. If you can make these kind of improvements in only 30 minutes, imagine how much improve in 5 weeks, and imagine how much you could improve in 5 months. And just promise yourself that you'll find somewhere to do this kind of work again at some point in your life. Thank you all so much. Have a beautiful morning or evening or day, whatever time zone you're in right now, and I'll speak to you all very soon.